PWD, Friday morning. Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. We fixed the transfer portal. Now, what do you want to fix next?
Don't want to fix the fact that normally I'm one of the contestants. I'm one of the contestants in these games, but I'm going to flip it on y'all and at least flip it on Alex because he's going to be a contestant today.
All right, let me say this. I am not trying to fix soccer, so if you mention soccer, I'm out of here.
This isn't about soccer.
Okay.
This is continuing on with the transfer portal. We're going to play a game of... We're going to play a game of would you rather. If you had to make decisions, what decision are you going to make in the portal? Okay.
Oh,
so we're going to start out, if you're an elite quarterback as a high school player or a player that made their name in college football and is now trying to transfer, would you rather...
Now, you said two things. Are you talking high school or are you talking about college?
I'm just saying if you're transferring.
So college.
College. Okay. If you're transferring... Would you rather transfer to Alabama and battle two former five stars for the quarterback job, or would you rather transfer to Mississippi State and start immediately in a brand new offense?
But we're talking about like the current teams.
Yeah.
Like Mississippi State's coached by Jeff Lebby and
with little quarterback competition, or would you want more quarterback competition?
It'd have to depend on who's around me. If I'm going to Mississippi State, do I have weapons around me, or am I just me and a bunch of three-star players that aren't worth anything?
Well, what are you going to do? You gonna transfer and be the guy at Mississippi State or just be one of the guys at Alabama?
What year am I in?
You're a redshirt sophomore.
I'll go to Alabama. I don't trust Mississippi State to boost my NIL, or if I go to Alabama, I can just leave the next year and I'll have gotten better. And there's also a chance I can beat those two guys out. There's no telling.
Okay, so.
And I can guarantee the weapons are better at Alabama than they are at Mississippi State.
What would I do?
Yeah.
How much money am I getting in either place?
Not speaking of money here. Just speaking of competition.
Let's be honest. Everybody's decision is not based on competition. It's based on money.
If I had to guess, you'd probably make more money at Mississippi State because you'd be the guy versus one in a room of three.
I'm going whoever's paying the biggest check, baby.
Is that
going
to be your answer throughout?
Isn't that the answer for all of them that are doing it?
I think there are some players still that don't make their decision entirely based on money.
Bull. Bull hockey.
I mean, a lot of them do, but there are still
some of them do
that don't entirely make their decision based on money.
With that being said, one quick question, and I'll ask Bauman this. All right, Ty Simpson.
Yeah.
Where could he go that he would have been better than being at Alabama?
Nowhere.
Thank you. So what did he do?
Stayed.
No. He's going to the draft.
Yeah.
He's going to the money. It's all about money. He's not going anywhere else that he would be in a better situation than if he was at Alabama. There was reports of him going to Tennessee. Would that have made him better? But no. I mean, come on. It's all about money. Now go on with your question.
Okay, maybe this one will change your idea. All right, so would you rather be the quarterback starter at Auburn with a short leash and an impatient crowd, or be the backup quarterback at Georgia on a national title roster?
That's easy. Give me a free job at Auburn over $16 million at Georgia. That's easy.
I thought that might change your opinion on the money being the only thing that
matters. You didn't mention money. You just said a short leash by the fans, and the fans don't take you out of the game. Who's the coach?
You're saying that money. Golish so if Georgia offered you more money as a backup than Auburn did as the starter.
I wouldn't go to Georgia if they offered me.
Exactly. Fort, that's my point. Fort Some Knox. Of these kids still grow up college football fans and want to go to certain schools.
They're very few and far between, and those are the ones that don't get, they don't win.
But I completely get if you grew up impoverished, you're gonna want to take the most money you possibly can.
But in all seriousness, I had rather go to a college, whether it's Auburn, whether it's Texas, whatever. I'd rather go to a college where you say I've got a short leash, and I'm not going to say with the fans. I'm going to say with the coach where I've got a short leash. That tells me one thing. I've got to perform. And ain't that the bottom line of everything anyway? That's why you're on the field is you're the best one we've got.
Yeah. All right, that, Alex, that one was just for David. I wanted to see what he was going to say. All right, next up, we got, would you rather be the featured back on a team with a poor offensive line or be part of a four-man rotation on a team with a great offensive line?
Oh, that's easy. I'm not getting beat up.
Yeah, me either.
I'm going to the,
you know, split duties. Format.
Yes. Number one, because, I mean, let's be honest.
Money's way less, though, if you're part of that rotation.
It doesn't matter, really. That's one situation in money don't matter, because I will ask you this. How many teams did you see this year that gave the ball to one back 35 times?
Not a whole lot.
Not too many.
Just don't happen,
and then,
man,
you see the third or fourth guy in that rotation go into the portal and go be the starting running back at some other school.
I mean, you got third and fourth string running backs that are getting 7,500 yards a game now because they're getting 8 or 10 touches. That one guy, Earl Campbell's, are gone. They're not getting, Bo Jackson's not getting 35 carries.
And a good offensive line makes you look good.
Oh, yeah.
Bad one doesn't.
I'm not getting beat up.
All right. So both of you go with the rotation with the good O-line.
Yep.
All right. How about we'll go to receiver now. Would you rather be the number one receiver at a team with inconsistent quarterback play?
Auburn.
Or be the number three option on a team with a great quarterback?
Alabama.
No.
You'd rather be what?
I'd rather be with the inconsistent quarterback play.
But the number one target?
Because, again, I'll just hit the portal.
Yeah, like Cam Coleman.
Exactly.
I mean,
everybody knows you're number one guy in that offense. And as soon as they see you, the season's over, you're gone getting more money. Because they know you're talented.
I agree with Bauman in the fact that if you're the third option in the offense, who wants to be that? Whether you got a good quarterback or not, you're only getting it 33% of the time.
What if the quarterback play is so bad that you don't even get to show that you might be the number one guy?
But
a number three guy can show off that he's got the potential to be better than number three.
You said inconsistent. There'll be some consistency there.
There'll be some opportunities for some one-handed catches.
Exactly.
There'll also be some opportunities for drops and fumbles in the Iron Bowl.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to another question here, a quarterback idea. So would you rather transfer into a quarterback competition where fans already love the guy that's there, or would you stay put knowing your coaches might portal over you next year?
Is the guy in front of me at the new school leaving after that year, or is he like a incoming sophomore or whatever from a portal and everybody loves him?
We'll say that he's got he's got 2 years of eligibility, but he could enter the draft if he's good enough.
I'm going to go on and say, to me, I'd rather go where there's competition and the fans love the guy that's playing over me to begin with, because it's going to all go back to what I said before. Who makes the plays? Fans are easily won over when plays are made. You may love that number 10 that's been there for 16 years and he's thrown more touchdowns than interceptions, but when it comes down to it, if I come in there and win you a title, you're going to be easily loved. It's all about making plays.
I'm with David. I couldn't have said it better myself. I want to go into a program where I'm the backup to the guy that everyone loves.
And I said this about, and this is a great example, Deuce Knight. Auburn fans love Deuce Knight for what he done against Mercer, okay? So now here comes Byron Brown. By the way, I saw some video. That cat can play.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's big. He's the closest thing I've seen to Cam Newton since Cam Newton. But anyway, and I'm not comparing him to that, but here's the deal. If Byron Brown comes in there and takes Auburn to the pinnacle, Cam, what's his name, is Deuce is forgotten about.
Yeah.
You're going to love the guy. And here's the thing. What did I tell you yesterday if he comes Deuce stays? Competition makes you better.
Yeah.
Why do you think Nick Saban's teams were so good? He called it the process. He had freshmen and sophomores that didn't hardly get to play, that won championship rings, that in 2 years they were winning championships on the field. Hey, it is what it is, man. Competition makes you better.
Yep, I agree. And one more for you guys before we wrap it up.
All right.
And this is a doomsday scenario.
Oh, Lord.
Pick your poison as a fan.
I got to go to Georgia, don't I? or Alabama.
Would you rather have your quarterback transfer 2 weeks before the first game, or would you rather have your entire offensive line hit the portal in December?
Listen, again, I'm going to say, well, number one, that's an easy question. If the rules are in place, your quarterback's not going to transfer 2 weeks before the first game. If he does, he's got to sit out for a year.
No, Jake Retzlaff did because he got kicked off the team.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's weird, unique circumstances that could but afford this opportunity.
You said left. You didn't say get kicked off or get disciplined.
He's gone. He's gone. 2 weeks before kickoff, he's gone.
Well, I'm sorry.
Byron Brown's gone.
I'm sorry. I'd much rather have my whole offensive line transfer in December. You played the year. You got 5 months to 6 months to get another one.
They probably transferred for a reason, right?
If it's Alabama's offensive line, I'll take that all day long.
If it's what's his name at Auburn, left tackle.
Xavier Chaplin?
That makes
talking about,
my decision easy.
Stephon Rammel or whatever, the new number 65 that's just as bad as the other one.
Bring him on. I guarantee you, goalies won't keep putting him on the field.
I think based on our transfer portal policy at Auburn, we're not planning on even playing an offensive line next year. We're just going to have seven or eight wide receivers on the field at once, and you're not going to be able to tell who's running a route and who's not.
Hey, I don't care.
We're just going to play 7-on-7.
As long as they score, I don't care. We scored 3 points against Kentucky in our backyard.
If we did do that, yeah.
I don't care if we score. As long as we score, I don't care if we've got 14 people out there playing soccer.
The standard's never been lower at Auburn. And the expectation has never been lower.
I think the expectation and the standard, I tend to disagree with you. I mean, you grew up in a Nick Saban era. I grown up in five different eras where, for a long time in the 80s and 90s, Auburn was the place to be. Okay?
When I grew up, we told Alabama fans to fear the thumb.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I grew up when Alabama beat us 10 times in a row.
So, yeah, I mean, it goes back and forth.
It's ups and downs, it's hills and valleys, but the standard at Auburn is high. Now, the expectation right now, I agree with you, it's kind of at an all-time, maybe not an all-time low. I mean, listen, I watched a guy by the name of Doug Barfield have William Andrews, James Brooks, and Joe Cribbs in the backfield and went 4-6. Those are three all-pro NFL backs. And we won 4 ball games that year with them in the backfield in the wishbone. I mean, come on.
This is pre-transfer portal era. So.
Yeah.
But you can have stuff like that happen.
But I'm telling you.
Teams can't even assemble a roster like that anymore. They can't. It's not even possible.
And
you see what happened to Oregon?
Yeah.
Oregon plays tonight, guys. Oregon is in the college football playoff semifinal with 2 running backs to their entire roster.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of them are hurt and can't play, but they've had, I think, 3 running backs enter the portal, and 2 of them entered this week.
Yeah.
And they're playing for a national championship.
Well, hey, you know. It is what it is. Until they
fix it, NCAA.
They've got to fix it.
They won't. They're too focused on something else.
Kickbacks, my friend. It's called kickbacks. We have it in our state at the lower level. Say what you want to say. Go Ducks!